This is Passport to Texas. Texas lost 8,000 acres of submerged oyster habitat when Hurricane Ike blew into the Gulf in 2008. Some reefs will restore naturally, others will receive some help.
We are trying to accelerate some of that recovery effort by putting some of the materials down to allow new oysters to settle on. We also worked closely with the commercial industry and got them involved in pulling their dredges with bags off of them across some of these reefs that were marginally covered up and to pull the shell back to the surface to provide that substrate for young oysters to attach to and start growing.
Lance Robinson from Coastal Fisheries wrote a story about Ike for the June issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. Ike pushed saltwater and debris 15 to 20 miles inland, which decimated salt marsh habitat that's a marine nursery for sport and commercial species.
And it took several weeks just for heavy equipment to get into the marshes to remove the mountains of debris before we could actually get in and assess what the other impacts were.
As bad as the damage was after Ike, Robinson says it could have been worse.
Had the storm tracked a little bit further to the north, it would have brought the eye further into the bay, and I think we probably would have seen a much more devastating impact.
Lance Robinson's story, The Hidden Damage of Ike, appears in the June issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.